Hey everyone, before we get into the episode, just wanted to come on here and give you a quick update. We recorded this on Saturday, March 14th, and that was kind of in the beginnings of the
COVID
coronavirus happenings here in the United States. And since then, there've been a couple updates with specifically ICE and FireCon.
And we talked about it in this episode without knowing the full extent of how they were planning on rescheduling everything. But if you've been listening to our podcast, we released an episode already where we discussed rescheduling, but we just wanted to let everyone know again, because in this episode, we also didn't know what was happening with the con. It is now scheduled for October 29th through November 1st. Same damn place, same damn time.
No, not really the same time.
Not really the same time. Different but time, but you get the idea. Everything else is the same. And it'll be closer to winter for our Land Is Always Winter Party, or Land of Always Winter Party. So
yeah. So we're still excited about it, still looking forward to it. But when we recorded this episode, we weren't sure if it was still happening or not and wanted to make sure you guys had the latest info.
I know you're probably seeing a lot of empty store shelves right now, and it's definitely weird. I'm like, who needs that much Hamburger Helper? You never bought that stuff before, and now it's all gone. But hopefully it's not getting to you too much, and hopefully you're staying sane and staying safe, and everyone's doing okay.
We love you. We got your back. And we'll get into the episode.
Saving them like over a long time, and we didn't start at the beginning, and I really wish we had, but we have like a good amount.
That's like a good release. We don't have bloopers.
Yeah, I think we'll get like, I think we have at least 2 minutes right now of just like us saying like in fart because of, you know.
Saturday, March 14th, 4:11.
COVID day 2
p.m. Is it day 2?
It's self-isolation day 2 for me. As I sit extremely close to you.
Voluntary isolation update. Number one. Ashea from the History of Westeros podcast. Thank you for joining our quarantine.
I chose the very, very best time to visit New York, didn't I?
You did.
And so, then I joined in for no reason.
We also had a friend from Ireland here just to increase our odds.
Yes, we're doing a really good job with this whole social distancing thing.
We hope that you are too. We hope that it's been a successful self-isolation.
Mm-hmm.
We're here to ask Ashea a few questions today.
Yeah, hopefully we are.
Join you in these potentially trying times. Well, I hope that you've been able to find toilet paper.
Yeah.
You're pasta. Very serious sounding.
I know. I was going to say mostly like we decided because we were like, we have to do a apocalyptic episode, right? Because this is such a unique time. So what do we want to do about it? And the first idea was interrogate you. About what? A Song Ways of Fire. The questions, I feel like we've been building this up for hours.
Yeah, it got me all nervous.
The questions are literally the dumbest thing you've ever seen. I cannot wait to hear the first one. We just wanted to like have some good vibes as we're all dealing with all this stuff going on.
We hope that you're all doing okay.
Yeah.
Glad that you're here with us, just Ashea, because I can like see that you're doing okay, even though all of the events that you've been scheduled to do in NYC have been canceled.
Yeah, pretty much all of them, except for, surprisingly, the Museum of Sex, which you would think that's one of the ones that was closed because you do some pretty hands-on stuff there.
These are some very hands-on stuff there at times.
Yeah, you finger a mermaid or fist as it happens, and you can...
Or you can use two hands, which is a new approach.
You can use two hands. That's what I did. You get her love potion. You can jack off a bunch of dildos and glory holes.
Exactly.
But we washed our hands.
All right, so are you ready for these questions?
Yeah.
We prepared a few of them, and you can answer along on the internet if you'd like.
Yeah, that's actually a good idea. Everybody is at home. You should also tweet us the answers to these questions, because I think that this could create some interesting discussion as we're all stuck in front of our laptops at home.
Question one. What's been keeping up? Let me try it again.
Dang, the delivery.
What's been keeping you up at night? A Song of Ice and Fire specific. With the story, what is your current obsession?
Like, what kind of stuff are you thinking about?
Oh, I thought
about?
You meant what I was, I truly, I, at first I thought you meant, what was I worried about with COVID?
No, we'll get to the COVID
question. Am I worried about all of the toilet paper being gone? But no, A Song of Ice and Fire-wise.
We'll get to the COVID questions, but.
Oh, let me give me 1 second. You guys are going to edit this, so.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Keeping me, there was something I was thinking about very recently, actually. Oh, yeah, I know what's been keeping me up at night. Can Jon Snow have sex with Daenerys after he's been brought back to life?
Okay.
Can he, if blood isn't pumping through his veins and he's undead?
It depends on how he's brought back.
Okay.
If he's brought back in a way that he's retains the continuity of his human form.
Yes.
Like, let's say that his consciousness has left his body,
mm-hmm.
but he's still physically a person,
yeah.
not a white.
Yeah, then it's all good. Okay.
Do you think that he's going to come back as... Do you think he's going to come back partially undead?
That was the question. We were talking about it recently, just the idea. Like, if you compare it to Beric or something like that, can Beric have sex with someone?
I think that Beric can.
Well, according to... Yeah. This is different. The Harry Potter canon, Voldemort could.
That's true.
Okay. Yeah.
And he's has split his soul and is living in half a life. So drawing from other fantasy parallels.
I don't know why your soul has to be related to whether or not you can get it up, though. No, but I think that's the question.
Okay. Yeah, but you know what I mean? Like, what I mean is he's not human.
Right.
Voldemort isn't. Just in the same way that I would think that somebody like Beric isn't necessarily
human anymore.
Is this question also related to whether or not Daenerys would be likely to sleep with Jon Snow?
That's a good point.
Like, if his body
too.
Was really cold, she
we
was
were
like,
joking
I can't
about that. There's foreshadowing there with Jon learning about the Lord's Kiss.
Okay,
that's what he'll have to do.
Oh God! Why does he have to do it?
He gets.
I know
through.
This big way.
Gets to. I'm sorry. He gets to. He has the honor.
Yeah.
The great honor. Okay, that's my big answer. What's keeping you guys up at night?
About Aswolf lately?
Yeah.
Whether or not Ice of Iron is going to get.
Oh God! Yeah, you're right.
Same, honestly.
Yeah.
Does that count as an answer?
It does. I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's on my mind, too. Yeah. We have 6 weeks.
I think we're going to be okay. None of us have any sort of sway in any sort of decision-making, mm-hmm. so it's all just like...
A bunch of us are just like, well, if we have the rooms in the flights booked, we're just going to show up and hang out with friends.
Yeah, exactly. That's what's been keeping me up at night.
Then the cult is truly born.
Yeah. let's go to the next question, because this one is... Relevant.
Wait a second. So does this mean, can I go back real quick to the what we were talking about?
Of course.
So does this mean that you think that John will be resurrected with, I don't know how you guys put it, technology that is born from north of the wall? So he'll be raised with a connection to the White Walkers.
I don't know about that. I think it's... I mean, the show showed it being fire magic, Melisandre. And so I kind of think he'll go into ghost and then he'll be raised, but still be his human form because he's in the ice cells. So, you know, his body's been kept very well. So I don't think it'll be ice magic, essentially. I think it will be fire magic, which is why I brought up Beric, for example, as a comparison.
So if he's brought back by fire magic, he is retaining most of his personality. He's losing. What do you think that he'll lose with this being the first separation?
I would think
in comparison to someone like Beric.
I would think he would lose. I would think he would lose his personality before he loses his body part.
Maybe it'll improve his personality for Daenerys. Yeah. Like, maybe this will help overall.
Like, you know, I would think that, especially if his body's being preserved, and we talk about, I mean, the show is no help. The show is 0% help because Jon Snow changed 0% from before and after, basically. And I think that there's this hope that it'll either make him a better version of himself, or it will
accentuate maybe his poor qualities and make him like less universally
like
more extreme, and tougher to deal with.
Like extreme in different ways. I feel like that's probably more likely than his body not fully functioning at this point.
I could see it making him, you know, aggressive is the wrong word, but if he's in ghost for a while, he'll be taking some of those animalistic qualities, and so he might be a little more gung-ho and less of a wishy-washy kind of guy.
Yeah.
Which he can be. Plus, at the end of the book, obviously, when he was killed, he was already down to leave. So.
Right.
Perfect transition to our next question. In your opinion, what are the top locations to be quarantined in Planetos and why?
To be quarantined, I guess the Eerie, if we have all the food we want, that would be a pretty great place. No one can get to you. Do you just say one, the top location?
Yeah, or one or two.
You can say as many as you want.
If you're stuck inside for the next 4 to 6 weeks somewhere. Yeah.
There's a lot to think about.
Where is it going
to
be?
A lot of great views up in the area, I think. I think it's a pretty top choice for me. If I honestly, if I would choose somewhere not in Westeros, I would want to go live on a tiny island separate. I'll go out to the Stepstones, just like, you know, hole up maybe. No, I'm going to go with the Eerie.
The Eerie.
That's a really good answer.
In this daydream, do you have dragons? You don't have dragons? Are you guys mostly using goats? Are you still stuck?
Oh, I guess you're right that I have to get up and down the Eerie at some point.
Like, you may want to think about supplies at some point.
Yeah, I'm imagining that we are well supplied. But I'm going to say I don't own a dragon, but I know someone that will come pick me up.
Okay.
That's the ideal. That's like me wanting a boat, but I want someone I know. I want someone I know to own a boat and then be able to pick me up in it and like do all the maintenance. It's the same thing with the dragon. It's like you can use it to your advantage and then not have to deal with the maintenance of it all.
So where are both of you going to hole up in Westeros?
I've been thinking about this since 10 a.m. this morning when we thought about these questions. I think I'd want to be somewhere warm, but I just don't know where.
Go down to Dorne?
Yeah, somewhere where I can get a lot of fresh air.
Karth is very warm.
I feel like saying Dorne is too off-brand for me, so I can't say that.
Would you be down for wearing Tokars?
Sure.
No. Go there. You could go, you know, on the cliffs of the Westerlands.
That sounds nice. Just like, somewhere.
Great views over there as well.
Somewhere I can get some warm air. So
go hang out. Go hang out with the Red Wines.
Oh, yeah.
On their island.
Is there going to be a struggle between like to and fro getting to these places? Like, will the King's Road be closed, for example, for the possibility that the pox will be spread?
Not at this point. Not at the point of us trying to get somewhere.
So
the plan is to go early and stock up.
So but that's why we're thinking about it now, a little bit ahead of time.
Right.
So we have wagons, wagon wheels. What did I watch recently? Was it Dark Tower with you where the wagon wheels were?
In the Dark Crystal.
Oh, yeah, sorry, Dark Crystal, where the wagon wheel was the
It was like roly-poly pillbug kind of things. You know, the roly-polies, they're so cute. But, yeah, they were giant wheels. So that's what you want?
Well, I'm just imagining
like they don't exist.
Giant wagon wheels carrying everyone, but like the carriage doors still just partially containing or at least protecting everyone that I love and know and care about on our way to these locations.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I feel like it generally would be nice for us to just be out in the open air and not in a carriage with other people.
So it's not that extreme then.
Not yet.
Right.
Not yet.
We just want to get out of the city. We're saying it's like grayscale, something like that. And we just need to get away from a huge concentration of people.
Right.
But with grayscale, we need to be touched. We need to be physically scratched.
You could say that it was a plague then. The Great Spring Sickness, something like that perhaps. Would probably be a better approximation, I guess, then.
Do you know what the survival rate was back then?
No. A lot of people died, though. Don't know the survival rate, but all I can say is we do not want to be anywhere with a port.
Oh, yeah.
Nowhere with a port. So your ocean idea is a little sketchy,
little
but, you know, it's like the cliffs, you know, or someone, no one's going to dock. And
or if it's not, if it's not a busy port.
Yeah.
People aren't going to be coming in and out as much, probably,
close the
from
ports.
Somewhere like that.
So you're in the Eerie, or you could be anywhere. You can change your answer. But once you're there, I would like to know your top five characters to be quarantined with and why. And this can come from any timeline.
Okay.
You have the ability to make it appear.
Yeah, it's all going to be younger people because I don't want them to die.
Okay.
For one.
They're more likely to get along then as well. I was going to say that like you think they don't just automatically get along. It's not like the Pokemon in your party.
I'm going to do Sam Tarly.
Okay.
Tyrion Lannister. Okay, so right there we're having a good time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go with those two. I kind of want to think about people I want to keep safe as well.
Yeah.
People I want to hang out with, but also people that, should be taken care of. Sansa Stark is going to be up there with me for sure.
Which era, Sansa Stark?
She's just been there in the Vale. She's the reason I'm coming there.
Yeah.
She said it was cool.
Can you give us the era, Sam and Tyrion as well, before we move on any further?
Sam has been with Gilly, and they've come back. Maester Aemon has died. Rest but I don't know where Gilly is. Like, I could have her come too, but then there's a baby involved. So I'm going to say they didn't come.
You don't want to deal with that shit. No, you're like, I want to be with the Gilly whenever she's yeah. just got rid of the baby.
And Tyrion is going to be, I'm going to have him, once he started to, before he has killed Tywin, I'm going to say, before he
before
started.
Before his spiral.
I want him to be, you know, a little nicer. A little less alcoholic, I think, when we're up there. So I've got three people right there.
Yeah.
I need two more. I think
maybe we should do seven because seven's, you know, yeah. a good number. Anyway, sorry.
No, five. Social okay. distancing.
Yeah, social distancing. Fine. I'm going to go with Arianne Martell because I love her.
So this is
current era.
This is a matter of love just in general.
There, yeah. I mean, again, I was saying I chose some people that would be good to hang out with, mm-hmm. some people that I want to keep safe yeah. from all the mayhem.
That's fair.
And so I think I would, hard to pick the last one. I don't know. Maybe I'll take Bran Stark there and he can like keep me abreast of what's going yeah. on in the land, I
so
think.
So much utility.
Yeah, he'd be very useful. And
he's
going
to be annoying to hang out with, though.
Yeah, he would be, but he's going to be king eventually and like, I guess a decent one. So keep him safe, but mainly he'll be able to tell me like, all clear or, you know, Joffrey is dead.
He'll just be like in the corner under his towers of blankets, yeah, just staring off in the distance. Yeah.
Okay, I got mine. I got to hear yours now.
Well, I just think real quick, your spread was so good. And it reminds me of, I was doing this hip hop, I guess, bracket or something recently yeah. where you have tiers of artists that you can select from mm-hmm. and they're worth a certain amount of money and you have a certain budget.
Yeah, my.
And Bran was definitely one of those top budget characters, but there's also so much negative with him. So I'm wondering if he'd be like number one or like just cusping number two.
Mm.
But he's so absolutely powerful.
Yeah, he's very powerful. Come on, let's hear yours.
I wouldn't pick Bran for sure.
You wouldn't pick Bran?
I wouldn't pick Bran. I just don't like him. So.
Yeah, I don't like him very much either. So it just speaks to how much the utility yeah, sounds great.
Say, how desperate are these times? I mean, I guess utility-wise, it makes sense. But I've been thinking about it in the same sense of the people that I want to protect and the people that I like. Mm-hmm. So it's like Sansa yeah. for sure. I would throw in the mix Brienne.
Okay, yeah.
She could protect me. Jaime on his redemption arc, so
okay.
it could be me, Sansa, Jaime, and Brienne. That sounds extremely fun. who else do I want to pick? Everybody gets along. So like if I put Tyrion in the mix too, there's not going to be weird tension.
I don't think Tyrion would have terribly even weird tension with yeah. the others too.
It's weird no one says Cersei yet.
yeah. Or Tywin. Yeah, interesting. The Hound, probably.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, you've got Sansa.
Because I need people like, I feel like somebody like the Hound is going to be somebody who'll go out there.
Okay, and who'll, get like, your stuff.
Yeah, who'll like be okay with being like, not foraging. What's the word I'm thinking of?
He's going to straight up hunt for you?
Not hunting, but just like, checking out the surroundings.
Oh, okay. Scouting.
Yeah. He'll be like right. down to like go outside and just be a little bit away and like scouting what situation's
like
going on.
To the end of the world.
Yeah. Yeah. In a yeah. way. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But like in a moody way where he's always just kind of.
So you want that
circulating.
Mood set a little bit. You're like, it's yeah. the end of the world after all.
Yeah. So I would like him for that. I feel like Brienne would be such a loyal, fierce protector too. So I could trust her.
Mm-hmm.
Sansa, I just want to hang with. She's my best friend.
Yeah.
Who else did I say?
Tyrion?
I said Tyrion. I don't know why I said that.
I just wanted to see what the interaction would be between Tyrion and Jaime and yeah. between Tyrion and Sansa.
And I feel like Tyrion,
a little fun drama.
Tyrion is one of those people who, like, I feel like, I'm the kind of person who I'm going to want to sit and just listen to somebody.
Yeah.
And he'll just always have something to say.
It's true.
So he'll be able to spout stuff off. So that's going to be interesting.
If you don't have any books, he'll just have lots of
right.
things to tell
or
you.
Stories yeah. or just stuff.
Jokes.
Yeah. So
and,
I feel
yeah.
like he'd be add some levity to the situation.
That's why I picked him and Sam, by
yeah.
the way. Is that
yeah,
Sam,
yeah.
I just, yeah, I felt like they would be knowledgeable, have things mm-hmm. to talk to me about.
Mm-hmm. Keep us entertained. So Yeah, I think that that's my list.
Okay. Let's hear yours.
I'd be down for some people that would be down to have a good time.
Some partiers?
Just some people that would be down to not really thinking about how sad it was that we were all stuck in the same place. No. I'm going to say my first thought was Danny, because I feel like I want to start collecting my faves just right off the bat. Mm-hmm, so she's just kind of like, if I go ahead and say Danny, then I don't need to justify it because she's the first one. I'm going to say just current era. Like she's fresh off of her deep trip standing in the middle of the fields.
Okay.
It's like, hey, come hang out now. Things are much worse here. Jamie, Brienne.
Okay.
Sansa.
We all picked Sansa.
I know.
That's so nice.
That is nice.
You got one more. Who's it going to be?
I'm thinking, because I have any era, I'm like, I need to really think about this.
What do you look like? What do you feel like you're missing?
Wait, who do you have again? Okay, you have Sansa, Jaime, Brienne.
Danny.
Okay.
I should have said Robb Stark. Oh. Dang. I love him. Too late. Maybe you could say Robb Stark and we could combine forces.
I want to also have Ghost.
Ghost.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, you get a wolf with you.
That's on brand.
Yeah, that works very well. You're just taking him from John.
Taking Ghost and Danny away.
Yeah. Like, this is perfect. You're like, I knew John Snow.
He just slips into John Snow's role.
That's really
this
funny.
This is perfect.
That's funny. That's a good squad. This is a relevant question. That's part of that.
I was confused because I wasn't sure if I wanted to pick someone that had the ability to do something. Like I was thinking if I could get at any era character, like an early Varamyr Sixkins before he's lost his mind.
Maybe a maester in case you get sick.
That's a better choice.
That is actually smart.
Yeah, I was thinking about that too, but I was like, I don't want all the maesters I know are old, and I don't want an old person around us.
Yeah, I didn't do any utility. Okay.
Ages.
Well, yeah, I don't want to get them sick.
That's true.
We're not supposed to be going up to any seniors. Like, I can't bring Maester Aemon in as much as I'd like to have him alive.
What about a younger version of him?
So yeah, that's a good choice, honestly. That a younger a really Maester Aemon.
Oh yeah, I could choose a different. I forgot it could be a different era. I was thinking of like different eras within the books.
Yeah, we're gonna.
Okay.
We can fudge any of these.
Yeah, these are
like you get to pick five, and then you have a Maester already in the castle, and mine is young Maester Aemon.
Oh,
that's what I choose.
I want to replace one of my characters with young Maester Aemon too.
I know that's smart because it's like. I didn't do any utility. I just thought of the people I wanted to chill with. Yeah,
I didn't think of Bran either, but I was thinking of Varamyr. I just think that would be interesting.
Yeah.
It's the same idea, too, that he could, you know, do the scouting that the Hound would do for you.
Right. If he'd be into it.
And maybe so much more. Who knows what's happening now that things are this lit in Westeros? Like,
right.
What this transitions us perfectly into our next question. This question is, you don't have to pick a character that's done this. This is just your overall opinion. If you get to choose one kind of the deep, one side of the deep lore, of the deep magic, of the unspoken truth of Planetos. Which do you use to combat the apocalypse?
Does Bran count in that?
Bran represents I would say, what would you call it? What would you say Bran represents?
He represents the ice part of magic. So like, just like there's fire, there's water magic, you know? So I guess I feel like the, you know, R'hllor fire magic would be the one to have to turn to save everyone more than like, you know, the Rhoynar were known for potentially having water magic, but we don't really know if they were healing. So
I guess water always associated with healing.
I tend to think of it as, to be honest, I do, but it isn't mentioned about it. It's mentioned that they used it for like fighting and stuff. So whereas R'hllor has like healed people. So maybe that.
He's got a decent track record.
Maybe the House of Black and White and just pray for everyone that's dead.
That was honestly one of my top options when I was thinking about it. I was like, this is just kind of because we're not dealing with the same story that's in the books here, like hypothetically.
Yeah.
Like everything is sort of like up in the air and you can choose where this is like a personal word, personal affiliation, like what you think is the most effective.
Yeah, I think some red priests and priestesses, you know, burn, sacrifice some people, and it ends. The sickness ends. I don't think the North has anything that can help.
But also how you would personally use one of these deep technologies in Planetos, if you could use it to your full effectiveness in your personal way, you have like your full ability to express it. You were saying you believe that using R'hllor, the red god, like sort of behaving like Melisandre or using Melisandre, you think you could be most effective with
that? I do think so. We were thinking about what Euron's sacrificing to bring krakens and all that could do, but it's not useful to sickness. But it's useful to war.
What do you think his is? If we're saying Bran is one, Melisandre, R'hllor is the other.
It's clearly some sort of blood magic, but so is what they tap into with, you know, the northern magic and fire magic, which is also why I think there's just magical forces that they, you know, delineate between maybe to, like, they say, here's a hard line, here's ice magic and here's fire magic, but maybe there's, like, more crossover.
Like maybe it's the same source and it's all blood magic.
Yeah, and like people tap into it in different ways, you know? And so he's just doing like a non-religiously affiliated magic, I guess.
Interesting.
That's my best answer. But again, I think sacrificing people is the only way you can stop it. And I don't know that I think that will really help, though.
Stop it, or maybe even inside it, or like maybe furiously
you, or maybe
interact
you just
with
get
a,
you bring a fleet of red priests and they manage to like bring everyone back to life
enough,
yeah, and then just like everyone who died is brought back. That'd be kind of cool.
Well, then we don't have to worry about any of the precautionary measures at all.
We'll all be undead.
That's when the real zombie apocalypse begins. That's what this is about to turn into.
Jesus,
really.
Things really changed then. So, in your character choice, why didn't you choose someone that could wield some of this power? Instead,
well,
you went
I
with Bran.
Yeah, that's true. I don't really think... I guess you're right. Melisandre could have even looked through her fires to see everything. I don't know who I'd rather hang out with between Bran and Melisandre, though.
That's a tough question.
That's a really... that's a lose-lose, honestly.
Melisandre is more dangerous to me personally. Yeah. You know, I feel like she might... Not like if we're quarantined up there and she wants to burn some people to help, then who's she going to burn among our group?
She seems more volatile. Like you wouldn't necessarily be able to, like you could probably predict Bran in his current state decently well.
And I can trust what Bran sees in his visions more than Melisandre's. So I'm going to stay with Bran. But you're right, I did not even consider her.
It's just interesting to think about because you'd think that one is obviously over the other, but then... We get further along in the story and we see the power shift, or we see something like Lady Stoneheart, and we're just curious overall like how that fits into the picture. And then I'm still confused about so many things, very simple things that we, like everyone has sort of high fantasy agreements to how it works, things like the glass candles. Mm-hmm. And I'm like,
That's your thoughts. Mm-hmm.
So far, because we're still so early, I don't really have my mind made up yet.
It's still so early. You're like, well, how effective are the glass candles? How far do they range if they work? How do they work?
What limitations based on how you can wield its technology, like how it actually works?
We don't know much, but it does seem like there is legit power there, like that they can do a thing.
But it's like, who is behind the stuff that we're talking about? When I asked, like, what, like, if it was your trading card, like, what energy would it be? Plant, water, fire?
I think the glass candles are fire.
Okay.
They're fire.
Okay, interesting.
That's what I would say for that. Electricity. I like that you have electricity. I'll put that for the Stormlands, I guess. But no, yeah.
All right, so this far into the end, the area is still well stocked. Maybe some of your dragon favorites have flown in, or maybe they haven't.
Yeah.
Who is your COVID crush?
Are they in with me, or is it someone like out there?
You can
there
pick
that
someone
new.
Yeah, you can pick
about.
Someone. You can pick anybody.
Okay. Let's see. I'm pining after.
I guess a crush, you have to, there has to be some pining.
Yeah, involved, there has to be some pining. For
sure. It can't just be available.
So, like, I did pick some of the people that I would be into to stay in there with
for me, sure,
thinking about that. But now for I'm sure, like, would it really be pining if we're stuck in such close quarters?
I think maybe, it would, though.
There could be a lot of things to play.
Yeah.
A lot of things to play.
I said Ariane, Bran, Sam, Tyrion, and Sansa that were in there with me. I could say I was pining after Ariane Martell, but I think she'd probably be down already. So, like, I'm not too worried about her. I think the other guys that are there aren't a huge threat to me.
Mm-hmm.
So that was well planned on accident.
I like your confidence.
Jeez. Who else is far? Oberyn Martell. He's alive, and I'm pining for him. That's my choice.
Okay.
That's a good choice.
That's a good choice.
What's your choice? Who's your COVID crush?
My COVID crush, Hodor. People need to be nice to Hodor at all times, especially now.
That's fair.
Yeah, I just took Bran from Hodor.
Hodor could potentially be a good one to have in your five.
I was thinking about that originally.
Because he's got some muscle.
But I was wondering if there's any
But like, is he really washing his hands and all that regularly?
There's that too.
Yeah.
You can fix that though, you know? If we're in close quarters, you can fix that. You can monitor that.
But then that's another thing you have to think about. You only pick five people.
Mm-hmm. He's going to eat a lot.
That too. Like, see, we're getting really brutal here.
He can, you know, hold doors.
Yeah.
If there's people coming outside.
I would be worried going up and down the Eyrie, like down the Vale with Hodor.
Really?
A little bit. I don't know. I just feel like if he freaks out or has any...
I was thinking about that,
know,
too.
I think he could be a variable.
That's true. He's like a volatile.
Variable.
Yeah.
It's like that. This is so off topic, but this completely... I promise it comes around.
Not about the end of the world, guys. Listen, pay attention. Sorry. No.
I've talked about this before somewhere on some podcast and one time in my life, but that they did this NASA study where they... essentially quarantined people. I don't know if you've heard about it, where mm-hmm. they live in close quarters for a year.
Yeah.
Pretending like they're on Mars.
Yeah, I was talking to Zach about at Biosphere 2 in Arizona. I went to one of the biospheres
really?
And yeah, I was just telling him about it the other day.
Oh, that's so crazy. And like the biggest thing about, and the biggest fear about going into space is that is not necessarily the equipment malfunctioning or not having enough food, because you can run math
elements.
Equations. Yeah, because you can run equations for that, but what we can't run equations for is human interaction
mm-hmm.
and kind of what those vibes are going to be like
yeah.
and how people are going to handle conflict and resolution and all those types of things in a contained space. And so I guess when you're thinking about this, like somebody like Hodor, who could be a liability potentially in that kind of situation. So I take back... wondering why I didn't put him in
the. The virus has hardly spread, and we're already talking about liabilities.
Yeah, well, that's we're talking about it at all. That's enough. But I guess that's something to think about.
Well, in a bountiful spirit, I'd like to ask you our lightning round question. It piggybacks off our last. Who is your COVID crush? This question is: who would you add to the romance?
Who would you add to the romance?
To complete your hashtag Corona Triangle.
I said Oberyn, so obviously Ilaria.
All right.
I got to stick with them both. I'm not going to break them up. Joining them.
That's sweet.
I didn't bring them there, though, because they get around a little bit.
Right.
I don't know if they're trustworthy.
Oh, no. You're right. You have to think about a lot of things. But, you know, stay away from the ports, like you said.
Yeah.
Stay away from the ports and... you can take that on many figurative levels. Our last question.
Reports.
If you've only got one A Song of Ice and Fire book to read during the quarantine, which one are you choosing?
The Feast for Crows.
What?
Interesting.
It's my favorite one. My favorite characters have chapters in it. It's a simple reason, but that's my answer. You know, there's one argument for A Storm of Swords, which is that it's the longest. So
I think Storm is what I would pick.
Yeah, it is longest, and it's maybe the majority of people's favorites,
yeah.
I think.
It's kind of a cliche answer, but I think that's what I'd pick.
I mean, it's the culmination of, you know, one part of the trilogy.
Right,
you know, if it's nine books, you know, then, book three is lit, and then book six is gonna be lit, et cetera.
Right, exactly. It's the most action-packed. Book one might be kind of nostalgic, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, nostalgia factor is nice.
What would you pick?
I'm between Storm of Swords and Feast for Crows, but when I'm feeling really booky, I'm like Feast for Crows, of course.
Okay. Because
it's such clear vibes, and it kind of makes me earn it, which I appreciate it.
Yeah, it's just like, that's fine.
No, I get it. But that's fun for me. I really enjoy that.
See, we all just got to pick a different book and then go meet up with each other and we'll have the full set.
Then we have the full set. That's true.
So you
can't pick three or four.
We'll just use the dragon or some ravens, you know, to like have a book club.
Exchange.
Yeah, we'll exchange books.
As long as we have Sam alive, the whole thing will be written at the end.
That's true. We will become the Song of Ice and Fire. That's so true. Never thought about it like that.
Well, thank you for coming on to our show today for this bonus episode.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being quarantined with us. We appreciate it.
We just wanted to do something silly while we're all in this.
And if you're listening,
this was serious stuff.
Yeah, I know. You're right. True. Sorry.
if you can hear this podcast right now, we welcome you to answer any of these questions and to submit your answers on social media, or you can slide into our DMs if you know how that works. You're probably using your phones and light up screens a lot more these days.
You can find us on Twitter at Game of Owns, or on Instagram by searching for Game of Owns, Facebook, or you can send us an email to contact@gameofowns.com.
How can our listeners find you on the internet, Ash?
You can find me at Miranese Knot on Twitter, because I didn't realize Twitter handles should be short.
And
at Westeros History or History of Westeros, if you search that on YouTube, your podcatcher. Website, you know how it is. Look up.
You guys
History
been coming
of
on the shows for year, on the show for years. Everyone knows your podcast.
Everyone
that knows this podcast knows it by now.
And we've had y'all on our podcast, so people on my show know you guys.
One big happy.
That's great
family.
How that works out.
And we'll all be with each other.
Yeah, we'll all hopefully. Get COVID together.
Hopefully none of us will have COVID or get COVID in Ohio. At the end of April. We'll see if the event.
But if Ice and Fire goes on, then hopefully we will all be reunited and see so many of your listeners, my listeners, people we've met and haven't met.
And people who don't listen to podcasts at all are also welcome.
It's going to be a joyous reunion, I feel like.
Yes. Very, very excited for that. Well, shall we head into the great beyond?
Yeah, I guess.
We'll see you all
off into
soon,
the quarantine.
Very soon. Thanks for listening.
Bye.